Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok began rolling out the ability for all users to share 3-minute videos, previously limited to 1 minute. The company had been testing longer videos since December, but had only rolled out the feature to select users. Instagram head Adam Mosseri said the platform will start experimenting showing users full-screen videos over the coming months, with recommended videos including content from those a user doesn't follow. The company also confirmed it's working on a system to let accounts publish exclusive stories content that's only available to members, although the company said that this is only an internal prototype for now. Google opened up Android's integrated passes system to support storing digital vaccine cards from healthcare providers, local governments, or other organizations authorized to distribute them. The card will show what vaccine was received and when, and the cards won't be saved to the cloud or used for advertising purposes. All 27 EU member states, as well as Switzerland, Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein, officially began rolling out a digital COVID certificate, which will provide a locally stored QR code with COVID-19 vaccine information that will exempt the holder from testing or quarantining when crossing an international border. Paper versions of the certificate will be available, and officials warn that it does not qualify as a travel document like a passport. Maine joined Washington as the second U.S. state to pass a general law regulating the government use of facial recognition technology. The new law largely bans government use of facial recognition, with the biggest exemption for police when there is probable cause that an unidentified person in an image committed a serious crime or for proactive fraud prevention. Logs of all searches must be created and are designated as public records, and citizens have the right to sue for misuse of facial recognition. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction preventing Florida's recently passed law that would bar social media platforms from banning political candidates from going into effect. The injunction comes from a lawsuit against the law filed by two tech industry trade groups, with Judge Hinkle saying the law likely violates the First Amendment, saying, like prior First Amendment restrictions, this is an instance of burning the house to roast a pig. Slack released a new audio tool called Slack Huddles that lets users have real-time audio conversations inside Slack with included real-time transcription. Slack is also working on a video feature that lets users record and playback video, voice, and screen recordings natively in Slack, planning to offer it to paid teams in the coming months. Pinterest announced a ban on all ads with weight loss language or images on its platform effective July 1st. Ads for fitness products and healthy lifestyle services are still allowed. AT&T announced that all Android phones on its network will use Google's Android Messages app for SMS and RCS services, and the carrier will also support end-to-end encryption for RCS. T-Mobile made the same deal with Google back in March, leaving Verizon as the only U.S. carrier still to switch to Android Messages by default. Facebook, Google, Twitter, and TikTok signed a pledge from the World Wide Web Foundation to change their moderation systems in order to better address online gender-based violence. The company's pledged to provide more granular settings for curating feeds, give users the ability to track and manage reports of abuse, and provide more guidance on how to file those reports. The memory maker Micron reached a deal to sell its 3D XPoint fab in Lehi, Utah to Texas Instruments for $900 million after announcing its intention to sell the fab back in March. Texas Instruments plans to use the fab to manufacture its own technology, meaning Intel doesn't have any current high-volume production for 3D XPoint, which it calls Optane. The beta for WhatsApp on Android will allow View Once messages, which will delete text, video, and photos as soon as messages are viewed and dismissed. Users with access to the feature will see a dedicated timer button in the caption input field to use it. The medical device maker Masimo filed an infringement complaint at the U.S. International Trade Commission attempting to halt import of Apple Watches due to alleged patent violations around the watch's blood oxygen monitoring features. The ITC typically completes investigations in 15 to 18 months, although Masimo has a similar existing federal lawsuit against Apple from January 2020, currently on hold, pending review of the patents by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Apple stopped charging for software updates with macOS 10.9 Mavericks in 2013. However, it's still listed OS 10.7 Lion and 10.8 Mountain Lion as paid upgrades, on sale for $19.99. Macworld noticed that Apple recently added the two legacy OSs as free software updates on its support page, although the retail links to buy them are still available. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.